From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Andrew Yost. Dozens of new laws passed this year by the legislature and signed by Governor Jay Nixon take effect in Missouri today. St. Louis Public Radio's Marshall Griffin takes a look at five.
One makes changes to the police retirement systems in St. Louis and Kansas City. It finishes the transfer of police control from state to city in St. Louis by dissolving the Board of Police Commissioners. Another requires sex ed materials to include information on sexual predators, online predators, and the, quote, consequences of inappropriate text messaging. Other new laws will create freedom of expression zones on college campuses, require the Department of Revenue to notify businesses of changes in how sales tax law is interpreted, and create a state fund for Missouri's dairy industry. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Kansas City leaders are meeting next month to discuss the educational problems that occur when students change schools frequently. A day-long summit planned for September 1st will include more than 100 educators, housing agency representatives, and social service providers. Mayor Sly James, a summit backer, says frequent moves threaten the ability of students to graduate from high school or be successful in higher education. Leading national and local researchers will speak at the gathering. James says the goal of the summit is to come up with ideas for fixing the problem. The Kansas City Summit is one of 100 such events nationwide. They're part of the America's Promise Alliance's Grad Nation campaign, which seeks to raise the national high school graduation rate to 90% and increase post-secondary enrollment and completion. Opposition is growing throughout the Missouri General Assembly concerning funding for a new St. Louis stadium without some sort of vote. But as St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum reports, Governor Jay Nixon isn't fazed by the legislative pushback.
The leadership of the House and Senate budget committees joined nearly a half dozen senators in opposing issuing bonds for the new stadium without a legislative or popular vote. That's stiff enough opposition to call into question whether Nixon can issue bonds for the project without the blessing of the legislature. But during a stop in St. Louis County on Thursday, Nixon-contended lawmakers blew their chance this year when they didn't pass a bill requiring legislative approval for the bonds.
We laid out what the plan was last year and gave them a full session, 5 months to look at it. We've been down that road one time already, and the other thing is you do have tight timeframes. The NFL is making decisions and will make those decisions relatively quickly here.
Nixon has backed the stadium proposal as a way to keep the St. Louis Rams from bolting to the Los Angeles area. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
Victims of rape and sexual assault can get orders of protection against their assailants under a new Missouri law. It expands who can file and receive orders of protection. The former law allowed domestic violence victims and victims of stalking to receive protection orders. The new law also broadens what constitutes stalking to include unwanted activity directed towards members of a victim's household. Governor Jay Nixon has announced that St. Louis Community College will receive more than $5 million for laboratory upgrades. The governor was at the school's Florissant Valley campus yesterday to announce the allocation of $5.2 million. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports the funding is meant to be used for maintenance and upgrades at 19 science laboratories at the Florissant Valley, Forest Park, and Merrimack campuses. I'm Andrew Yost, KBIA News, Columbia.